welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Listen, right now I want to talk about, you know, this constant drumbeat that we hear about guns and mental illnesses. I for one, and as I've always said, openly, have a son that is mentally ill, both bipolar and schizophrenic, and when I always hear people say, especially those on the right, it's not the gun. One of our biggest problems is mentally ill people with guns. And so when the focus is on mentally ill people with guns, it misses the whole point of what we really should be talking about. You know, people who have these guns and do some of the killings that occur, very seldom are the killings that occur in the society from people who are mentally ill. It is from people who are angry, who have access to guns. And there are times in all of our lives when we can, at any given moment, lose control of who we are, and anger can set in, and cause us to be, for a moment, somebody other than who we are. But to have a focus on, well, all the shootings are taking place because, you know, mentally ill people are having guns, that's a lie. And so as long as we allow that narrative to continue, and now the Congress and the Senate are working on solutions, and the so-called solutions include doing something about mentally ill people who get guns. That's not the issue. The issue is we have mentally ill people in the society that we won't do anything to help because we say we can't afford it. That's what the problem is. But I don't hear anybody talking about that. Nobody. Not the Democrats or the Republicans. And so this sham of a gun bill that they're going to pass through is for nothing else other than, you know, window dressing. We all know that there are mentally ill people living on the streets of this nation. You see them every day. If you just open your eyes, I don't care where you are, where you live, you see lost souls before you. And we walk right past those lost souls. We know the lost souls are in our families, like mine. We know the lost souls are in positions of leadership and positions of power. They're everywhere. They're all over. But as a society, we don't do anything to address that. So now to attach that boulder around the neck of mentally ill people who already have a tough enough life as it is, to somehow blame them for the murders that are going on in the society, is shameful. It's absolutely shameful. And they're going to get away with this because there aren't enough people with voices who are willing to step up and tell the truth, the wretched truth about our nation and how it treats citizens who are mentally ill. Let me tell you something. It's easy when you live in a nation like this to lose control of yourself and your life because there's so many pressures in a nation like this to succeed. And it's not easy to succeed in this nation. And for anybody to continue to tell that lie ought to be ashamed of themselves. And I'm challenging you on that now. This debate, this argument about what we're going to do with all the killing and the killings that are taking place, and to somehow say, oh, the problem is those mentally ill people are getting their hands on guns. And so what we've got to do is we got to fix the mentally ill people and make sure that they don't get guns. How about addressing the fact? People don't say, I want to become mentally ill. That's not how it works. You know, I think I'm trying to remember who the gentleman was. I think it might have been Dave or Bill, who was talking about, you know, back in the 50s, and was talking about socialism. And he was talking about a time when this nation cared about everybody, or attempted to, anyway. Well, you know, there was a time when this nation cared about the mentally ill and the plight of the mentally ill. And we had places that were available to house people with mental illness. Not anymore, thanks to Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan the Great, who shut down most of those facilities that housed people who had these demons that they had to deal with in their lives. As a so-called Christian society, they at least, those before us, at least had that. They had the morality to find a way and a place to protect those who couldn't protect themselves. Not us, not today. We couldn't conceive of such a thing. Americans, you know, Americans of the 21st century, you know, the well-educated, the moral, the spiritual. Not today. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. You can join us. We'll be right back.